News, laws, and regulations are changing by the day. We get it. It's hard to stay on top of it all. That's why ADP is here to guide you with up-to-the-minute compliance expertise to help you navigate these complex times so you can pay your people accurately and on time, regardless of changes in legislation. When you rely on us for payroll and HR, you're trusting us to help you take care of your people. It's what we've been doing for over 70 years, and that's not about to change. ADP, HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll, informed by data and designed for people.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
Debutant director Puneet Khanna is not a fan of nuance, so his film has the straightforward title, Ginny Weds Sunny. And Shadi looms large over the story. Boy and girl meet cute at a big fat Punjabi wedding and their relationship culminates at a big fat destination wedding. In between, Puneet tosses in all the Punjabi cliches that Bollywood specializes in. From paneer pakoras to middle-aged moms knocking back whiskey to the item song in a club with Badshah and Meeka Singh. But there are a few surprises. Like the casting of Vikrant Massey as Sunny. So far, Vikrant has excelled at bringing a quiet intensity to films that would classify as left of mainstream. Think of his brilliant turn as Shuttu in A Death in the Ganj, or the cunning charm with which he played Kitty's lying lover in Dolly Kitty or Wo Chamakte Sitare. But here, he's a full-blown leading man, with hair sprayed to standing, sparkling red jacket and killer dance moves. Then there are the supporting characters. Ginny's mother Shobha, played with amiable verve by Aisha Raza, is a mix of affection, exasperation and manipulation. She encourages Sunny to woo her daughter, advising him on how exactly to win her over. Sunny's father, played by Rajiv Gupta, is also fun. His droll expression adds comedy even when he says nothing. At one point, him, his wife and Shobha are sitting in a swimming pool, fully clothed, sipping whiskey and discussing how incredibly messed up their children's love life is. It's a hilarious visual. There's also Suhail Nair, playing Nishant, Ginny's ex-boyfriend. Ginny and him are confused about whether they still like each other or not. Again, Puneet spells it out. Ginny has him saved as confused on her phone. Nishant is a rich jat from Rohtak who drives a BMW gifted to him by his mother, but as it turns out, he isn't the lout you think he is. These unexpected moments keep Ginny Weds Sunny moving, but sadly the film never makes the leap from serviceable to sparkling. Writers Sumit Arora and Navjot Gulati create the interesting premise of a mother masterminding her daughter's romance, but the screenplay and dialogue are too banal to juice the setup. On Shobha's instructions, Sunny starts to stalk her daughter, showing up at the metro or at the local Haldiram shop or offering her auto rides. As Shobha tells him, "Pyar ki hai, ek habit hoti hai bas." So Sunny does his best to become a habit with Ginny. But these sequences are poorly written and problematic. Why doesn't Ginny think there's an issue with Sunny popping up everywhere? Who knows? The uninspired music doesn't further the narrative either. The film picks up pace once Ginny starts to get interested in Sunny. But even then, the screenplay is unnecessarily stretched. One of the big holes is the character of Ginny. Yami Gautam is a talented actor who can dial up the charm, as we saw in her portrayal of the TikTok queen Pari in Bala. But here her character doesn't have definition. Ginny is a spitfire who wants to live life large. So she smokes weed and is openly rude to a prospective groom, but underneath the surface there isn't much meat. Ginny feels more like an idea than a person. Vikrant does better with Sunny. He looks decidedly awkward in the club number and his accent is all over the place, but there are scenes in which his emotions connect. There's an angsty earnestness in Sunny that comes through. I just wish the film had given him more to play with, like what Rajkumar Rao got with Pritham Vidrohi in Bareli Ki Barfi. Puneet tries to add scale and atmosphere to the film with sweeping aerial shots of Delhi. Like most scenes set in the city, we get scenes set in the metro and one in front of India Gate. And that essentially is the problem with Ginny Weds Sunny. It's just too familiar. You can see the film on Netflix India.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and YouTube.
Hey, Mid-Atlantic, it's me, Winter. Just a heads up, I'm gonna ice and snow all week, but if you're driving a Honda, you'll be fine. And right now, Honda is offering its best ever APR on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, and more. With real-time all-wheel drive and all the safety features included with Honda Sensing, like a collision mitigation braking system and adaptive cruise control. Oh, and don't forget to turn on your heated seats. It's gonna get cold. Sorry. See your local Honda dealer today.